Can I just gauge your view, please, as somebody who's been watching the rollout of successive governments over the decades, Derek, how you're reading where we're at as a people at the moment, both politically and I guess, you know, with the move of our youth, the savvy nature that many are carrying, and also the rather distressing unemployment figures that came out yesterday. What are you seeing in your trips and travels around the country regarding where we're at, Māori, and how our future is looking? Ko rero mai.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that Māori are taking a bit of a hammer at the moment from a political point of view, and that's evident in things that are ending up before the Waitangi Tribunal about perceived breaches by the government of the treaty. And so it's quite an unusual situation. I mean, I've got enough grey hairs to have been around quite a long time ago when, you know, when the Waitangi Tribunal was first founded, and when there were very strong movements to get Māori rights recognised. And it seems 50 years on that we're kind of having to do it again. And we saw the big hīkoi that went to Wellington. That, I mean, you can quibble about what the numbers were, but there's no doubt that there were somewhere between 80 and 100,000 people who participated, and they weren't all Māori. And I think that's what we can take some solace from, is that you know, when I saw the number of Pākehā people who took part in that hīkoi as well, particularly Pākehā women, I thought, well, political figures need to take note of that and be mindful of it. But we're coming up to an election, and there are things being put in the way of being able to cast a vote on the day and things like that, all of which we need to take note of. And we had all those young people who participated in the hīkoi. You know, how many of them still need to get on a roll to be able to vote? That's one of the things, the curse we've always had for a long time, that, you know, at one stage it was estimated, you can only estimate these things. The estimate was that there were 80,000 Māori who are not on any role at all, and therefore not participating in the election. And, you know, if you're not on the roll, then you don't get to vote, then your views amount to nothing. You can blow as much steam as you like when you're walking down the road or heading towards Parliament, but unless you're on the roll and vote, it amounts to nothing. And I think that's what we need to be telling people. If you've got something you've got to be in your bonnet about, you've got to get on the roll to be able to vote.
What would be an alternative?
To be able to make that count.
Yeah, but what would be
What's the alternative?
Yeah, because, you know, it's the only game in town. Many of us look at the political structures and how racist they were in their establishment and continue to be, and how disadvantaged our people continue to be. And I'm like you. I say, hey, listen, enroll and vote. But if there's 100,000, 80,000, or a figure of that nature, that have such a distrust of the government because of its historical actions, how might we corral them and get their perspectives into the decision-making table? Could you have votes by proxy? So I'll give my thoughts to my marae and my kaumātua, and they can take them to Parliament on my behalf. Just a thought off the top of my head. But, well, I mean, the distrust is very real.
Yeah. Well, also, you need to be mindful of, it's all very well to say, you need to be, small parties are actually having a large influence. And so if you get a party that got 8% of the vote, suddenly they're able to get things, because of the coalition, they're able to get things put on the table and taken to Parliament, which are actually very serious for Māori. You know, the treaty principles, legislation, attempted legislation going on now about the principles that have already been passed into Parliament. Previous parliaments have agreed to these things happening, and now they're under threat. So if you've got someone who's, and the excuse that's been given for why this is being done is not because there's a political problem or issue. It's because there's a coalition agreement. Now, if you got 8% of the vote, what that means is that 92% of the people voted against you. You had 8% who voted for you. 92% of people felt that their vote was better placed somewhere else. So that's a clear case of the tail wagging the dog. And that's what we need to be thinking about. Is that democracy? Sure, you need to have a voice. And I agree that people, I agree that first past the post wasn't ideal either. But this is not shaping up to be ideal as well. And so for me, it means that all of these things need to be looked at. But what is there? You know, there are changes that are being made that don't have, that's not a policy issue. It's just because the only way so-and-so could get to govern was if they had this 6 or 8% support. And that got them over the hump to be able to have more seats in Parliament voting in their way. So that's not democracy.
Tēnā koe, it's an interesting perspective in kōrero. Again, we'll finish our kōrero, Derek, with an acknowledgement of Leo's passing. Haere au te rā, yes. Leo. And haere ki o tātou tupuna. Thanks very much, Derek.
Haere ki o mātua, haere ki o tātou tupuna. Moe mai. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, thank you very much. Derek Fox is with us today, former mayor of Wairoa, and of course, very mindful of Leo Koziol and whānau and their contribution to the Wairoa Māori Film Festival. Thanks for joining us today.